It's kind of remarkable to think about that, you know, almost everything the Romans built, there was a blacksmith somewhere that needed to make the nails, and not just, you know, one nail, like thousands and thousands of them all meticulously made by hand.
Yeah, so the Romans did this funny thing in what is now Scotland, where they were creating a settlement and they suddenly were called away back to Europe and they had to abandon the settlement. And they left a hoard of nails, 875,428 to be precise,
okay,
in a ditch, which they covered up because God forbid that the local savages get hold of this incredible material, the iron, but also this incredible piece of technology, this engineering. So they preferred that it be buried for thousands of years rather than allowing somebody else to use them.
I mean, I never really considered the idea that the nail could be so valuable because you just see them lying around construction sites in your junk drawer. But they were once a huge part of global trade.
Yeah, so the materials and the skill to make the nails were both scarce things. And there's a story about how when the British were colonizing the world, they banned the export of nails to their colonies, including the USA. So if somebody was leaving one house and going to go away and move to a new place or build another house, they actually burned their houses down. And then from the kind of smoking ashes of their homes, they extracted all the nails, bagged them up, kind of swung it over their shoulder, and then went on to build their next house.
Wow.
So in 1619, a law was actually passed in the state of Virginia to ban people from burning their own houses down and assuring them that, you know, if you were in fact going to leave a house and leave the nails intact, that you would be given some kind of compensation for that.